This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh, winning 10 games, and making the playoffs is not a part of that disaster. Like, I know we were all debating this 9 months ago about bringing Rodgers back versus not bringing Rodgers back. And while I didn't like the bedside manner of Aaron Glenn in his approach, I cannot look at what happened last night, and that was an insane game that was drunk as hell. I cannot look at the result of last night and the result of Aaron Rodgers and say, see, if they would have kept him, everything would have been different. I got news for you. If they would have kept him, you're right, everything would have been different. And it actually would have been worse. Because they wouldn't have won a lot of games, they would not have traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, and they would have ended up with, sure, more victories, but how many more victories, and where would the future be?
Yeah, but it would have felt so much different than it felt at the end of this year. These last five games for the Jets have been abysmal.
Yes.
It is almost as if, you remember 2 years ago when we were watching the Giants, they were all beat up, Dabes was trying to figure out, you know, who's playing? This is a guy off the practice squad. We just picked this dude up off the street. And it was non-professional football.
Yes.
I remember coming in and saying, this is not a professional football team. This is a team that maybe could win at the highest levels of college football. That's what the Jets defensively, at least, really offensively as well, because Brady Cook has been nothing but inept and inefficient. I mean, what was he right before halftime? It was 1 of 6 for 2 yards.
Dude, he was as inaccurate as you'll ever see.
It was unbelievable.
He's not an NFL quarterback.
Exactly. And it's not professional football.
Right.
And so when you watch games like that, you obviously are saying the talent's not there. But you can't help, and it's not Aaron Glenn's fault, but say, man, this guy just can't coach. It's not his fault, but you say he just can't coach.
Well, hold on. If that's how you feel about him, then I assume you're one of the many voices who are going to come on the radio today and say that Woody Johnson should fire him, and he should be one and done.
I don't,
because I know a lot of Jet fans feel that way.
I don't trust the one and done decision, unless, as we talked about last week, there is the ready-made answer.
Right.
Up Jared Mayo, up in New England. The ready-made answer after he was one and done. You bring in Mike Vrabel, you have nothing to worry. The Jets can't do that. If they fired Aaron Glenn, what are they doing?
Well, and that is,
it's not a desirable job. I mean, we'll talk about this later. The Giants have a really desirable job,
yeah,
for whoever is going to be the next head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
The Jets do not. So I can't advocate firing because it makes the situation worse.
Well, it's a part of why I've been deathly afraid of it. Like, here's what's so complicated as a Jet fan, because I've had many discussions over the last 24 hours with a variety of Jet fans on the state of this franchise, and it's a bad state. I mean, you laid out some of the numbers. The point differential over these 5 weeks, the inability to force an interception, mm-hmm, the non-competitive nature of the team, the fact that it looked like the roster quit yesterday. Like, trust me, I get all of it. I sat there and watched every second of it, and it's disgusting.
Right.
But I am deathly afraid of taking a head coach after 1 year and getting rid of him. I am. And I understand that you can give me countless examples of, and you just brought it up, what happened in New England or what happened in Denver. But I don't think there is that ready-made answer sitting there. And while I'm not telling you no one would take the job because obviously it's an NFL head coaching job.
There's somebody would want it.
But are you really going to get the brightest and the best?
Right, well, somebody will want $4 million a year. Can you give me a 5-year, $40 million or $20 million deal? Sure, I'll take that.
But will it be
successful? That's the thing you don't... This roster's not good enough for whoever is the coach next year to say, we're going to win 11 games and get to the postseason.
Right.
Right. It's just unrealistic. Who's the quarterback? Who's your star defensive back? Right. Who is your other wide receiver?
No, they're bereft of talent.
They don't. Are you signing Breece Hall? Like all of these things, there's so many questions around this team.
I would rather make the bet, and this is the gamble I make as a sports fan. I would rather make the bet that this was a bad first year and he's going to figure it out than the bet of one and done and let's try another rookie head coach and see if they can figure it
out. Unless it's a veteran, because it seems like there's a couple of veterans that are going to be free.
Well, look, if you're telling me today that Mike Tomlin, after the Steelers get annihilated next week against the Houston Texans, is going to be available and want the Jet job, of course. I'm not arguing that. Or John Harbaugh gets jettisoned today. Would I not? Of course. I just think that right now the Jets, they are the worst franchise in sports. I've said this before. That is not hyperbole. Mm-hmm. That's not me saying feel bad for me. I'm a Jet fan. No, they are the worst franchise in sports. And I root for the Brooklyn Nets. I know about bad franchises.
Right. So, but you were saying that the Aaron Rodgers situation would have made it better?
Would have made it worse? Here's the thing.
What would it have been?
Here's what it would have been.
Because the defense, well, I don't know.
No, the defense sucked, Teague.
Right.
Before they
even with trading.
Look at the first 3 weeks of the season.
Right.
And I get Rodgers played in one of those, which in this alternate history, someone else is quarterbacking the Steelers. The defense was atrocious. Look, in the alternate universe where
gave up 30-plus points at every single game.
In the alternate universe where my man Joe B gets his way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, and a lot of Jet fans get their way and Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback, how many wins do they have? Probably 5 or 6. Do they trade Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams? No way. Mm. You think they're telling the 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers, we're going to break this team apart? No way. And so at least today, as we sit here on January 5th, Black Monday, the end of the football season, and thank God it's over. It drove me nuts. There is that little bit of hope. The number 2 overall pick. All the draft picks that they acquired in making those trades.
And by the way, now you don't have to trade.
Right.
You don't have to get rid of all those draft picks. Now, it kind of sucks because you're going to sit there and take whichever quarterback the Raiders don't take.
Assuming there is one worthy of taking.
Or assuming that there is at least 2 coming out.
Right, but think about the alternate universe that I think some Jet fans or some in the media wanted to make LOL Jets last night, because that's who we are. Everything's a joke at the Jets. Oh, look at Aaron Rodgers. Boy, Aaron Glenn's an idiot. Really? In the alternate universe where Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback, that's what ends up happening, what I just described. You win 5 or 6 games, sure, it's more entertaining. Sure, me and Spence go to a few more Jet games thinking we got a shot.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we win nothing, we have a worse draft pick, and we don't even add the draft capital that they added before the trade deadline in dealing Sauce and Quinnen. So, trust me, it is a short list of positives that Aaron Glenn provided the Jets in year one, but one of the negatives to me is not jettisoning Aaron Rodgers. It's not. It's not as if everything would have played out so much better.
No, I don't. I think you're ultimately right, because when you look at where the Steelers are, because that's who you started with, they beat the Baltimore Ravens only because of some ineptitude by the Baltimore Ravens. They just were ineffective and inefficient.
I hate rookies, Tiki.
And I hate rookies.
Especially kickers.
You got a rookie kicker. You got to trust him in a clutch, critical moment, and he misses. Lamar Jackson's over there celebrating, throwing his hands up like he's going to the playoffs, and and next thing you know, he's pouting and saying his, you know, great seasons to everybody else. The Ravens kind of gave the game away. Why not let Lamar Jackson just go be Lamar Jackson and try to score? Don't settle just for the field goal.
Dude,
with a
taking
rookie
the kneel before the kick
so
was abysmal. Yeah.
It's so stupid. And so if whatever happens with the Steelers, they're going to finish this season, and Aaron Rodgers is going to be retired. Make a decision, they're going to be starting over. And so if the Jets had kept Aaron Rodgers, you were going to face...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The same decision.
Well, and also
same situation.
But it also wasn't going to be finishing with 10 wins. Like, they have Mike Tomlin and a much better roster. Mm-hmm. It's not as if the quarterback play was going to be the difference between the Jets finishing this season with 3 wins and 10 wins.
Yeah.
You want to tell me it was the difference between 3 wins and 6 wins? Fine. But think about the purgatory the Jets would have been in if they made the decision to keep Aaron Rodgers. Because keep this in mind. Yes, it would have been better, and yes, it would have been more entertaining from a wins and loss standpoint. If you have a 42-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback on your roster, what are your expectations? They're to win.
Yeah, to win.
They're not to.
And by the way, he wants to win.
Of course. They're not to, well, we were better. We won 5 games. Like, trust me, Aaron Glenn has done a lot of bad in year one. The decision to jettison Aaron Rodgers isn't one of them. Now, the problem I ran into, and I ran into it Friday we were on the air, and it became even worse on Sunday watching that disgrace against the Buffalo Bills. And it was a disgrace. It was embarrassing, the amount of missed tackles, the lack of effort. How about the delay of game on offense early in this game? I mean, they played like a stupid football team.
Right.
And when you play like a stupid football team...
That's coaching.
It's coaching. So... I don't have a long list of good things Aaron Glenn did. He had an abysmal first year, and statistically, and you laid out a few of those things, it warrants, based on performance, one and done.
Yeah.
But I just don't think it's best for the health of this organization, especially when in the middle of the year, they traded their two best defensive players.
Right, but they were bad anyways. I mean, they were giving up 31 or 2 points a game over the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
I know, but we're judging the last 5 weeks with a big lens. Keep in mind, think about what happened to the roster, and I'll use your words against you. Not against you, because you agree with me, but you were adamant against Sean and Lugie back then about trading Saquon and what it would do to the locker room.
Right.
Well, ask yourself, what did it do to the locker room when they traded Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner? It couldn't have been good,
no,
despite
I
the
mean,
early results.
Yeah, you just realize that guys who get paid doesn't mean anything, because those guys were paid. Right? They signed second contracts. In fact, Sauce did it right before the season.
Right.
They committed to him long term and then said, all right, you're not worth it. See you later. And so that it disincentivizes you to be dialed in to your team because you don't know what that means for you. Right. If they did that to a guy that they loved and paid, what the hell are they going to do to me?
No, I got you.
And so it creates this psyche that's hard to play through in a lot of ways. Like, you almost feel like it's over for me as well, even if it's not. And you don't know where you stand. I think that's one of the hardest things that a coach has to do is put guys in positions to understand where they stand exactly. What do I need to do? Who am I to you? What's my future? And if you can't answer that, then guys are starting to look for what's my other option.
Right.
It's just a natural thing to do. That's in any profession and any walk of life. If you don't have certainty, you have no desire to be great at what you're doing.
And you know what this roster knew? This roster knew the same thing I know and every single person watching these games knew. They're not going to be here next year.
Mm-hmm.
80% of this roster is going to look different.
Right.
Whether it's using the cap space that they have, which they better use smartly, whether it's using all the draft capital they have, this is going to be a completely different roster. And there's one other thing that I do want to address because it pisses me off. And I know a lot of fan bases in this town can understand this. For a long time, anything the Knicks did would be mocked. It's LOL Knicks. Anything the Mets did would be mocked. It's LOL Mets. I've heard Sean and UT talk about the discussion around the Giants has almost felt LOL-like.
Right.
No matter what they do,
right,
they're wrong. There's a lot of noise going on at the end of this football season. And you can mark my words about this. If Woody Johnson has a change of heart and fires Aaron Glenn after 1 year, the same national and local media that say Glenn's got to be fired would destroy this owner for being so
short-sighted, quick-triggered.
Yes!
I was looking for a word.
I got you.
Petulant or something
right,
like that.
Whatever it is.
To fire a guy after 1 year when in the midst of the 1 year, they traded their two best defensive players. If they fired Aaron Glenn today, as much as many Jet fans would celebrate it, you can mark my words, the same people calling the Jets dysfunctional would double down.
Well, they're dysfunctional. I mean, this team was rebuilding. They were tanking, and they got rid of the coach after 1 year.
So I don't want to hear that.
Who cares,
I don't
want to
hear
though?
The holier-than-thou talk about, the Jets are... here's why it matters, Sean, because that's what I'm hearing right now about Woody Johnson. He's dysfunctional. He's dysfunctional because he's actually going to let the coach and GM he hired try to do their job for more than 365 days. Is that really dysfunctional?
Only to fire him 8 games into the season next year? How about forget what dysfunction looks like? Do what's right for the best interest in the future of this team.
Yeah, the only way that makes sense is if there is a viable next guy. And who is that? Certainty. I think Robert Kraft had certainty.
Yes.
That Mike Vrabel would say absolutely yes.
You nailed it. If you're telling me there's a guy, and name the guy you want. You want it to be Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, the same guys we're dreaming about with the Giants. If there is a veteran adult who is going to gladly come in here and say, I want the Jet job, then it's a completely different discussion. But you know as well as I do that that's not the case.
You don't think Mike McCarthy's taking this job if he's offered it tomorrow?
I don't know.
What happened the last time? Because wasn't he in the running?
Yes. That's why I bring him up.
And so what happened?
Did he say no
or no. Did the Jets say no?
He interviewed for the job and it was never offered to him. It's as simple as that.
So the question is now, does he hold a grudge because of that?
I doubt it
because he doesn't seem like that kind of vindictive man. But you never know.
I also think he's going to have better opportunities.
Yeah.
I think, look, sometimes the easiest thing to do, and I apologize, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make a Nets analogy, but it works so perfectly. It was so easy for you, Tiki, and everyone else around here to say, you have to blow up the KD Kyrie experiment. And you got what you wanted. And then what happened? Mm-hmm. You had no plan for what happens next.
By the way, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mind the KD Kyrie experience.
Thank you. But the great Colin Powell, and his words can certainly be used with the news in the world going on lately, had this comment about Iraq. If you break it, you own it. Okay? Well, you want to break it by saying, get rid of the coach. Now own it. How are you replacing him?
It's a good thing there's a lot of oil underground.
Similar to Iraq, by the way. It all comes full circle. So what's the plan next?
Yeah.
You get your blood because the Jets had a historically bad season. Then what? I'm telling you what the then what is. Yeah. You're going to hire another first-time head coach.
Right, but the challenge is you then go into next season. If you don't move on, you don't make significant change, then you go into next season, and it's based on hope. It's not based on anything tangible. It's not based on, well, I saw this in year one. Save for the special teams. They were amazing.
Chris Banjo, salute.
Chris Banjo, exactly.
Maybe Banjo should be the head coach.
Respect Banjo. But you can't go into next season and have any kind of certainty that anything. So the defense isn't going to be, in your mind, very good. The offense, do you even have a quarterback? And if you draft one of these kids in the first round with the second pick, whether it's Mendoza or whether it's Dante Moore, they're rookies, right? You're not going to have any certainty there.
Rookies suck.
You're not going to know if your head coach can actually get it done.
Right.
Because he hasn't done it. So next year is all about hope.
Well, that's a great question, because when we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the New York Jets, Aaron Glenn, because he was asked a very pointed question yesterday, which is, why should Jet fans believe in you? Be curious to hear what he had to say. Plus, we'll get to your calls at 888-808-1019. Joe B. coming up at noon, the debut of Cinco de Luncho coming up around lunchtime. Let's say 12:30. Sean will unveil his controversial list, whatever that is. Coming up at 12:30, and plenty of Giants talk as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.